You leave them nothing. You shame them. Does that make you proud?
John hesitated. He did feel proud when he won. Why shouldn't he? But the armor was taking that away, too, making it sound as if he were doing something wrong.
They're all older than me, he said defensively. Older and bigger and stronger, that's the truth. I'll wager your master-at-arms taught you how to fight bigger men at Winterfell, though. Who was he? Some old knight?
Sir Roderick Cassel, John said wearily. There was a trap here. He felt it closing around him. Donald Loy leaned forward into John's face.
Now think on this, boy. None of these others have ever had a master-at-arms. I'm just Sir Alistair. Their fathers were farmers and wagon men and poachers, smiths and miners, and oars on a trading galley. What they know of fighting, they learn between the decks, in the alleys of Old Town and Lannisport, in wayside brothels and taverns on the King's Road. They may have clapped a few sticks together before they came here, but I promise you, not one in 20 was ever rich enough to own a real sword.
His look was grim.
So how do you like the taste of your victories now, Lord Snow?
Don't call me that, John said sharply. But the force had gone out of his anger. Suddenly, he felt ashamed and guilty